Keith Brooking on CBS 11 with our boy Steve Dennis. Have you considered retiring?
I've gotten advice from a lot of people that really know the game, and I've been told that I still have it. I can still play.
He also admits he sees his future in a limited role, but not with just any team.
Which of these three makes you most want to keep playing? A, because you know you still have the ability to help a team. B, because you just aren't ready not to play yet. Or C, because you want another chance to go after a ring.
C, no doubt. No doubt about it. More than anything, it's chasing that, you know, that ultimate prize in the NFL. And there's nothing guaranteed if I come back, but I just want that opportunity.
Here is Keith Brooking responding to an actual report, RJ, that the Dallas Cowboys have told his agent they want him back.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Jerry Jones is a liar, or Jason. I know Jason Garrett, you know, is not, but they could have just said that just to make my agent feel better.
You think he'll play?
I feel like I will play this year if I want to. If the right situation comes, the right team.
And if that doesn't happen, you're prepared to
work on my golf swing, the swing change that I'm going through right now, no doubt.
You can't say the retirement word, can you? You just can't say it.
No. Some will come up in September, if it, you know.
Does he live here? Because I'm going to make him a tee time. Just please retire. You were a really good player for about 10 years. Well, in your 11th year, it went south.
He's 36. The tackles dropped from 97 2 years ago to 50 this past season. Even from a financial standpoint, he earned a base salary of $2.5 million last year. $2.5 mil. Now, the minimum salary for a vet that has 10-plus years is $925,000. Even at $925,000, I'm not keeping him.
No.
I can get 50 tackles somewhere else. And if your argument is that Keith Brooking brings leadership, what have we been talking about for the past month because of Jason Hatcher?
Where was it last year?
Where was it last year? The most interesting thing, the most disturbing thing is Brooking talking about the Cowboys wanting him back. The most interesting thing is Brooking talking about the lack of leadership. Listen to what he says here and decide how much you want to read into it. Steve Dennis asking him, lack of leadership on the boys?
Steve, it's easy. You know, when you're 8-8 and things don't go your way, we don't have leaders. Man.
I know we're ready to go. It's going to take more than 3 quarters.
Yeah. I know for a fact I'm a leader. I don't care what anybody says. I know for a fact that Jason Witten's a leader. That man works harder than anybody I've ever been around in my life. And his passion, his love for the game, his intensity, and the way he holds guys accountable, he's one of the best leaders I've been around. I've seen Romo progress in the 3 years I've been here and become a true leader of a football team in his own way.
What are you blaming on? If it's not a lack of leadership, if it's not, I mean, what is it? How does this team get to 7-4 and then have the division pretty much in the palm of their hand and then lose 4 out of 5?
Listen here.
I mean, I know you thought about it.
I've thought about it a lot, and I'm not in a position right here to sit here and talk about it on camera, you know? I'm just not. I'm just not that guy.
We'll have to delve a little further into that. Look,
so weird.
As disturbing as Spencer was, as upsetting as Brooking is, I don't know the word to describe this one. And I just said that for Keith. A report that you got from a Cowboys insider. Look at RJ. Now, Jazz, you should tweet a picture of RJ's face right here. See if
no,
you can
that's
guess.
Not a good
okay,
one.
Don't say who it's from, Chop. Don't read the reporter's name. But start doing the voice. 43733. Let's see if the fans can get this Vandergriff Honda fan text. First one, 43733. Look at his face.
That's okay.
All right, here we go with the Cowboys report.
Cowboys should be wise to find room on their roster for former Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward, who doesn't seem interested in retirement.
This sounds like George W. a little bit.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Go ahead. Let's see.
After being released.
I'm monitoring the fan text.
Last week at age 35.
Eyes are really squinted here as well. If that helps. And he's wearing sunglasses that are different colors. Hey, go ahead.
The source said the Cowboys were concerned that Ware would be a progress stopper I mean, it might block the path of a young wide receiver such as Holmes.
It's not coming in yet. We'll give it a few more sentences. 43733.
Anyone here go to Beller? Anyone a Beller Bear?
We got it. There we go. We had Rob Ryan come in. Wade Phillips come in. Coach Joe.
No, it wasn't Coach.
No, it was not great.
And finally, Taylor in Stephenville saying Coach Joe as well. Matt Mosley.
There we go.
There you go. What's the report, child? Fox Sports Southwest.
They want to get Hines freaking Ward.
What are you doing?
We told you last week this was a non. If you're.
I can't believe RJ said. Look, I'm just going to give you props.
Thank you.
I can't. I thought you were floating this as a pathetic reach attempt to get a topic. I'm like, we're not going to waste time on this. And here comes the report from a league source that Mosley has telling his website Hines Ward is being discussed as a potential target for the Cowboys.
Oh, my gosh. They think he can catch 40 to 50 passes for this football team. You know what? He might. He caught 46 last year. But Ben Roethlisberger's worked with him for a decade almost. And he could only get him the ball 45 times. They have really good receivers at Pittsburgh. And he still only got 45 catches. Now he's a year older, going to a new system. What do they think he's going to do? The adage, if you're old and slow, you must go.
The catches, 59 in 2010, 46 last year. I will say this, though. If you're going to sign Brooking or Hines, give me Hines for the leadership aspect. If you're trying to keep Keith, because of leadership, give me Hines for the leadership because I think he'd have more of an impact. Stay away.
Oh, no.
He's 35, 14 years in. He's not explosive. He can't get off the ball. What do you do? If this happens, we got to talk to Bruce, boss. Protest.
We need to have a Sharif Redskin type protest out at Valley Ranch every day.
Every day we pick it.
Yes.
No Hines Ward.